This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. In a land of gators, mangroves, and manatees, you'd expect to see some weird creatures emerge from the primordial slime every 20 years. And it's true. In the There's No State Like Florida state of Florida, a constitutional revision commission convenes every 20 years. That's right, to literally amend the state's constitution. No other state has a convening body like this, and the rules and proposals set by the members of the commission aren't reviewed by the governor or the legislature. They go straight to voters. Sandy Dollenbert is president emeritus of Florida State University and past president of the American Bar Association. He's also a former state legislator and chaired the Constitutional Revision Commission in 1977-78. He says this time around, Florida is going to go after redistricting in a way no other state can.
Florida has more ways to amend its constitution than any other state. And this constitution revision process was introduced originally in 1968 when the Florida Constitution went through a major revision itself. And we added the method of having a constitutional revision commission, a commission appointed by the governor, the speaker of the House, the president of the Senate, the chief justice, and the attorney general serves automatically. And it meets every 20 years. It puts the proposals directly to the voters, and there's simply nothing like it anywhere else in the country.
And voters are going to be looking at what topics this year based on what's on the table at this commission.
The commission has to decide. And so we're still waiting around for the final appointments to be made. But once it's in place, it will have authority to put anything it wants to on the ballot. Once it gets there, it'll take a 60% vote to turn that proposal into a constitutional amendment. Some of the issues are not very sexy. I just hope they'll spend some time cleaning up the Constitution, because over a period of years, you wind up with a lot of provisions that are now just excess verbiage. I'm talking about when a term of office starts for an officer no longer exists, that kind of thing. There also are a number of proposals that we go back and look at constitutional provisions that have already been adopted but have been applied in ways that may not be entirely consistent with the original intent. And some of that relates to things like environmental protection, purchase of environmentally sensitive lands, the way we run our school system, the way we run our lottery system.
Can this commission be a leader nationally in thinking about redistricting reform?
You know, it can be. We've had a good change to the Florida Constitution through a citizens' initiative process that set up certain standards. There is now being proposed, and at least one of the appointing authorities is talking about having a commission now to apply those standards, rather than having them in place for the court to construe. So that will be fascinating to see if anything comes of that.
You've served on a couple of these commissions. What's the danger that can happen when all of a sudden people can tweak the Constitution every which way?
I don't think the danger's much different from that of the legislature proposing constitutional amendments. Some of what the legislature has proposed in the past turns out to be unconstitutional under the federal constitution. So we have a provision in support of prohibition on gay marriage, for instance, in the constitution.
So there is a standing ban on gay marriage in the Florida constitution that is moot because it violates federal law.
Yeah, it's unconstitutional. So we have an unconstitutional constitution.
So that would be a part of the cleanup process.
Exactly.
Sandy, thank you so much.
I enjoyed it, John.
Sandy Dollenbert is president emeritus of Florida State University, past president of the American Bar Association, and a former state legislator who chaired the Florida Constitution Revision Commission back in 1977-78.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.